Our news in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Thousands of demonstrators protesting G7 leaders in Germany today over a wide range of issues. Those leaders arriving in town for a two-day summit. And NPR's Scott Horsley says economics and terrorism are two topics that will be discussed.
G7 members will also be discussing the global economy. The United States, with its strong jobs report on Friday, is doing better than many of the other countries represented at the G7. They'll be talking about steps they can take to support faster growth worldwide. President Obama is also meeting one-on-one with British Prime Minister David Cameron. It's their first get-together since Cameron was re-elected. And Obama will be meeting with Prime Minister Abadi of Iraq. That country is not part of the G7, but Abadi is sitting in on a session devoted to terrorism. They'll be talking about the battle against the self-proclaimed Islamic State.
NPR Scott Horsley reporting. At St. Anthony Catholic Church in Wilmington, Delaware today, more than 1,000 mourners attended the funeral for Beau Biden, Vice President Joe Biden's son, who died a week ago. Delaware Public Media's James Dawson has more.
Members of Congress, President Obama, as well as Bill and Hillary Clinton were among those remembering Beau Biden alongside the vice president and his family. Obama delivered the first eulogy, praising Biden's careers in public service in the military.
Isn't that what this amazing journey we've been on is all about? To make life better for the next generation. Both figured that out so early in life.
Biden also advocated for government transparency and fought against elder abuse and violent crime during his 8 years as Delaware's attorney general. He died of brain cancer last Saturday at age 46. For NPR News, I'm James Dawson in Dover, Delaware.
In Afghanistan, the Taliban has launched a new assault on the country's northeast. NPR's Philip Reeves reports several hundred insurgents were involved.
The Taliban's annual warm weather offensive is in full swing. Their latest targets are a remote district in Badakhshan province. The Associated Press says the Afghan government had to fly in reinforcements amid fierce fighting. This comes amid a wave of deadly roadside bombs in the last several days. The violence is coupled with a glimmer of hope, though, of a fresh move to explore peacemaking. This week in Norway, Taliban representatives held informal discussions with a group of Afghan female parliamentarians and peace negotiators. During their rule, the Taliban severely suppressed women's rights. The talks, which are unprecedented, are being described as unofficial, the Taliban stressing that they were not peace talks. Philip Reeves, NPR News.
For the first time in 37 years...
And here it is!
That's Larry Kalmus of NBC calling the Belmont race. American Pharoah taking on seven rivals. This is NPR. Canada is planning to send military instructors into Ukraine to train government troops. The country's prime minister says those instructors will work in western Ukraine, far from where Ukrainian forces are battling separatist rebels and their Russian allies. The fighting has been going on for more than a year. Tennis champion Serena Williams has won the French Open. She beat Lucy Sharapova in three sets today, her 20th Grand Slam trophy. In the men's competition, world number one Novak Djokovic beat third-seeded Andy Murray in the semifinals. From Paris, NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports tomorrow Djokovic will try for his first French Open title.
Murray lost the first two sets to Djokovic, but turned up his game and took the third set. The two men were tied 3-all in the fourth set when play was suspended last night. Today, Murray took the fourth set 7-5, but Djokovic made short work of his rival in the fifth and tiebreaker set, beating him 6-1. Djokovic is an 8-time Grand Slam champion. He's won every major except the French Open. Murray has won Wimbledon and the U.S. Open. Djokovic will play Stan Wawrinka from Switzerland in the finals tomorrow. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
The state of Colorado could get hit with two more nights of powerful storms with damaging winds and large hail. National Weather Service says storms across the state spawned several tornadoes Thursday and Friday, leaving around 12,000 people in Denver in the dark this morning. At least six houses have been damaged, but officials say no serious injuries have been reported so far. Forecasters, though, say the storms are also expected to hit both Kansas and Nebraska this weekend. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News from Washington.